You take a young man. Now, when we started out, we could set up. But a man that started out like we did, can't own land, he just couldn't set up.
You can't even start out like that. Huh?
Can't start out like that.
When we started out, didn't anybody have anything? Wasn't any money. Nobody expected anything.
Money was...
Well, you just didn't have it.
Right during the Depression.
Yeah. Well, I can remember when... There just wasn't any money.
Yeah. Now they have... Five of us children lived to get grown. And I remember one year over there, one of the 30s, our daddy sold three. He called them little blue bales. Bale that would weigh under five is too light, you know. We made three one of those 30 years. Years of 30. Three. He called them little blue bales. And sold them, I guess, for a nickel a pound. Something like that. And it finally got up to 12 cents.
Sold cow for a cent and a half.
Yeah. Cent and a half pound. Mm-hmm. A good cow. Now we sold some as good as black calves that they was in this country since we've been here on Bear Creek for $50 a head. I mean, good cake.
Four. Sold eggs for a nickel a dozen.
Yeah.
Nickel a dozen.
Nickel a dozen.
This old boy that we borrowed our money from, Jim, he's dead now. We just put him away about a couple years ago.
A year ago.
Well, him and his wife would take them from white legging hens. That's what we use for laying hens, you know. White legger, well, he'd pick up a bucket full in each hand and walk to town one Saturday. Next Saturday, he'd drive his car, put a dollar's worth of gas in it. Now, how far would you get on a dollar's worth of gas, man? And I'd run him a week or a month, maybe. Of course, the rest of us didn't have cars. We walked. There wasn't a wagon. No hard, hard wagon.
Iron tire?
Mm-hmm.
What was inside of that iron tire? Wood piece?
Wood.
Felt?
Fellers and spokes and hubs.
What, if it got dry, what would happen to that tire?
It'd come off.
It'd run off if you didn't run your wagon in the pond and soak your tire.
The wood
would dry out. It would shrink, yeah, and then that tire would just come loose from it. But you'd pour a little water on him and run him through the creek or a pond or something, fine. It'd stay on. I picked a lot of them on over there early some morning. September's always dry, you know. You start out from over there to eating shade with a bale of cotton on the wagon, you water them wheels. Pecked them hubs on, I mean them fellers, pecked that tar and that feller to get him straight before we started.
When the horses were fast in the wagon, did something come back that the traces were hitched to? What, the traces were hitched to what?
To a saddle tree. We called it a saddle tree. Double tree. See, there's a double tree and then you single trees